The 359 is sponsored by USB Technology. The USB Implementers Forum reminds consumers that USB IF logos are displayed on certified USB products. So the next time you're shopping for a reliable USB charger, cable, or device, look for the logos. Get the whole story at enablingusb.org.
Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
So this happened late last week, but we have to talk about the big Apple leaks from 9.5 Mac. They posted some photos of the new images and specifically gave us a name to work on, the iPhone XS or the iPhone XS, if you want to go with the official naming scheme. And then a leak of the Apple Watch Series 4. Not a lot huge in terms of difference with the iPhone in particular, but it has me kind of confused about the naming scheme, if it's the XS or the XS, but they're three different
or
iPhones.
The tens.
Or the 10.
Yeah.
How is that going to work?
I you know what? I'm not really excited about it. I guess they have a new color or something like that.
Gold.
Gold. I mean, I'm sure the camera is going to be better. I'm sure the processor is going to be better. I'm sure there's probably going to be some new way to unlock your phone, or like Face ID is improved.
Well, I think the big thing here is the confirmation that, you know, we're all getting notches. If you're an iPhone user looking to upgrade, you're going to end up with a notch, because notches will be on all the new phones.
What if the circle on the invite was actually a very zoomed in headphone jack and they're bringing it back? That's very wishful thinking.
That
but
is
that's
extremely
not
wishful thinking and highly unlikely. Well, we also wanted to talk about the Apple Watch Series 4. That's actually getting a facelift after 3 years of pretty much the same looking watch. It looks a little bit flatter, maybe thinner. I'm not sure. And like the iPhone 10, smaller bezels, bigger display.
Give a notch on the watch too. The notch watch.
Well, I like that. The watch notch. But you know what? That at least that's something for smartwatch fans to get excited about. It is at least a new looking device, a newish looking device. Next up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Chrome. The browser celebrates its 10th anniversary. The 10th anniversary of its launch today. It's gone from this kind of tiny project that was initially laughed at to now the most dominant browser in the world.
It's insane. So Google Chrome has actually had the longest reign on top of like popular browsers out of everybody. They
surprising,
exceeded,
right?
Like Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like a default. It's still not a default like browser that's built in on any computer. I mean, unless you're using Chromebooks, obviously.
Right. But people actively have to like download and use it. Right. And look, there have been a lot of positives for Chrome. We should list out the fact that it's really sped things up, right? Mm-hmm. They've really kind of pushed the industry to move faster with browsers. They made the mobile experience a lot better. They've those helped set up a lot of standards. But it's gotten to the point where it's so powerful. We have to ask if that's a great thing.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of people are turning on Chrome in the sense of, you know, Mozilla now, along with other browsers like DuckDuckGo, well, no, DuckDuckGo is a search engine.
Brave
is what I was thinking of. Have been basically blocking trackers by default. Safari does the same thing now.
Yep.
Google is kind of in a weird area with that because of the nature of how Google makes its money.
Exactly.
You know, as one of the top, probably the top, like advertisers online, you know, they really rely on that tracking data.
Right.
So that's one issue. The other issue is, you know, if everyone's using Chrome, then there's not really that much room for like diversity or changes or anything like that. So like if you ever tried using Slack on a non-Chrome browser or even Gmail, like they'll keep nudging you. It's like, hey, would you like to download Chrome?
Yep.
So I think that's like the bigger challenge for Chrome now.
All right. Lastly, Facebook, Google, and Twitter are appearing before Congress tomorrow to talk about the impact of foreign influence on social media. That's especially timely given the upcoming midterm elections. Alvin, what are you expecting here?
I mean, I think, you know, a lot of it will be Facebook, Twitter, and Google basically running up what they've said for the last few months now, the efforts that they've put in to try to detect these, you know, influence campaign from foreign nations. This Iran discovery that was revealed a few weeks ago, that will probably take a big part of it. And as well as a response or an answer to President Trump's tweets about, you know, censoring conservative voices on their platforms. I think that will get a lot of playtime as well.
All right. So for full coverage of the hearings, follow us on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
Thanks for listening.